This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually today, the Prime Minister highlighted that scaling up production, minimizing costs and building infrastructure can progress faster through cooperation. He also emphasized that there is growing realization that climate change is not just a matter of the future, as its impact has been felt here and now. Mr. Modi said that energy transition and sustainability have become central to global policy discourse. Highlighting that India is committed to creating a cleaner and greener planet, Mr. Modi noted that the country is the first among G20 nations to fulfill its Paris commitments on green energy. He mentioned that these commitments were met 9 years ahead of the 2030 target. Mr. Modi also outlined that India's non-fossil fuel capacity increased by nearly 300% over the last 10 years and the country's solar energy capacity increased by over 3,000% during the same period. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida in a short while from now. The theme of the three-day event is Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference aims to showcase India's semiconductor strategy and policy, which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductor. Speaking on this occasion, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "Government has taken several initiatives to bring technology in the hands of common citizens." Our correspondent reports that top leadership of global semiconductor giants are participating in the program with more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. The Prime Minister chaired the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. He stressed that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in diversified semiconductor supply chain. Top semiconductor CEOs spoke to media after meeting the Prime Minister and praised him for his leadership. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will begin at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The International Civil Aviation Organization and the Ministry of Civil Aviation are co-hosting the two-day event. India is the fastest-growing aviation market in the world and is currently the third largest in the domestic segment. In the last decade, the number of aircraft in India increased from 400 to more than 800, and airports grew exponentially from 74 to 157. The government's initiatives like Uran Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik have enhanced regional connectivity, ensuring that even remote areas are integrated into the aviation network. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release an installment of 2,745 crore rupees to lakhs of beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand on the 15th of this month. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this during a meeting of rural development ministers of states through video conferencing yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Border Security Force BSF personnel was injured when Pakistani troops resorted to unprovoked firing on the Indian posts in violation of a ceasefire agreement along the border in the wee hours today. Our correspondent reports that the alert BSF troops also retaliated, but the casualties on the Pakistani side were not known immediately. In hockey, defending champions India will take on last edition's runners-up Malaysia in the third match of the men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Hulunbuir in China today. The Harmanpreet Singh-led team currently leads the points table with 6 points. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very to extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today, as the well-marked low-pressure area over northeastern Madhya Pradesh and surrounding region is expected to re-intensify into a depression. The Weather Department has also predicted heavy rainfall in northeastern states, West Bengal, Bihar and Chhattisgarh for the next few days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.